Ah, it sounds even better a year later. Inside the booth, Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender. The Labor Day Classic, the Riders with the walk-off field goal by Brett Lowther. Six straight wins now. And Luke, this wasn't their first game-winning drive of the year. This may well have been their most impressive from their own five-yard line.
Yeah, it's for a number of reasons. But again, not for that reason that they actually did it, because if you look at the whole season, you actually expected them to do something like that. It was the fact that they did it against that defense. And with first place on the line, they did that again. And obviously, the Blue Bombers would be the eventual champions of the league. But that defense, that was the kicker, the fact that they did it against them. And again, Richie Hall's known for, especially when it's in the fourth quarter and they've got the lead, Richie Hall's known for giving a little bit of throwing space, but it wasn't like they were just taking advantage of a three-man defense and DBs playing back 30 yards. They had to earn every single yard of that, especially to get in the field goal range. And it's funny, you hear my comment after you finished the Brett Lowther, I can't wait till the Banjo Bowl. Exactly. Well, actually, the Banjo Bowl didn't really work out. So it was a fantastic game. It was a defensive battle. And, it's sort of the fact that they were able to make that drive, it was that storyline for the year.
Yeah, it was the second of what, four drives that we ended up winning the game. And this was another one. We talked about the week two game against Ottawa, their little drive at the end of half, 75 yards in two plays that made you go, oh, okay, here's something. When I look at who got touches on the final drive of this game, this was not by any means a one-man band. Kyron Moore, a target. Manny Arsenault, two targets. Fajardo had a run. Powell, Naaman, Shaq. And then they used Powell three times to kill the clock. They could spread the ball in so many directions last season.
And it's really kudos to the development of Cody Fajardo, because in order to spread the ball, you have to go through your progressions. And in order to go through the progressions, you have to be comfortable with players, defensive players around you. And you have to be comfortable in the pocket. If it read, for instance, Powell, Powell, Fajardo, 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 Shaq, Powell, Fajardo, that would mean that he was just primarily running the ball. He was pulling it down after the first or second read was done.
Yeah.
But Cody, that's one of the things, and we talked to him about that a few Fridays ago, where he talks about his progression throughout the year. And that was one of the things that really positioned him for success, is he took the coaching and he was a patient quarterback. He wanted to throw the football. As good as he was running it, needs to stop spinning out to his left, right? But as good as he was running it, he was a quarterback that wanted to throw the football, and it showed.
Spinning out to his left got him popped by Anthony Gator early in this one, but he would continue to do it, and it would continue to be quite successful. Luke and I have more from the booth after this. It's the Labor Day Classic on Reunited in Green on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back inside the booth with DT and Luke as we recap Reunited in Green, the Labor Day win over the Bombers. Luke, I'm going to throw a stat at you. It may mean nothing. It might mean something. Eight times Shaq Evans got a target in the first 2 minutes of the game, including this one. He turned those into 18 yards, 5 yards, 20 yards, 23 yards, 8 yards, 12 yards, and a couple incompletions. He was 6 for 6 and 81 yards in this game. It wasn't his biggest game of the year, but man, he gets the ball early and he does not stop.
And I think that when you look at the gravity of the situation, the fact that this game was for first place, these were two red hot teams. You take into account that a lot of the times the first 10 to 12 plays of a football game are scripted offensively, right? You actually see how much Shaq impacted the decision-making process on offense for the 2019 Saskatchewan Roughriders. And it was, we've had Naaman, you've had Daron Carter, but you haven't had a receiver that's really, I think, meant as much to the offensive consistency of the team than Shaq. And I know, and again, I say that admitting that there have been some fabulous receivers since 2016 in Saskatchewan, but Shaq really seems to be a guy that had impacted the way they thought about offense in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
At the time, especially during 2019.
Another stat from this game I found super interesting. They had only 9 runs with the running back for 62 yards, but Powell had 2 11-yarders as they drove the field, and you went, Oh, okay. Yes, William Powell was critical to getting this game finished, getting to that last second field goal.
If you're able to control the line of scrimmage, you're able to control the tempo, everything becomes easier because teams have to respect what you do. That's where the good teams, they dig in. Those fourth quarters, and it doesn't matter what has happened prior to that game. If the run game is ingrained in your system and you really believe in it, you don't go away from it in the most crucial time. And 11 yards, that may as well be 40 yards when it comes to getting a team backed up on their five-yard line and making them walk all the way down, especially an 11-yard run, because that's a first down, right? And that's just – as a defensive player, as a former defensive player, I always thought, like, when we had a team backed up, especially in the fourth quarter, like, hey, just stop the run here, put them in second and seven plus, and let our secondary and our D-line pressure or games, whatever, let's do the magic there. But when a running back guts you a little bit, it's tough to, because it lingers in your mind. Now the play action and stuff opens up. So again, it was a kudos to the Riders and just staying who they were.
Brett Lowther and Pill Country, the moment of the year.
I thought it was funnier that people didn't actually know what was going on in Pill Country. Like, everybody was so busy celebrating, they didn't see, like, for instance, Lowther just Skyping a brew from somebody, right? And then, like, so you had the celebration, there was people celebrating. I don't think they realized that the Riders were right there. So that, but again, it was a great moment.
Awesome.
And something that you've come to expect from Lowther, to be honest with you. The game's on the line. Again, I was perfectly calm up in the booth. It's like, man, this is buckets.
Yeah.
Right? And, he stroked it.
He talked about it, the Mamba mentality. He certainly showed it in 2019. Reunited in Green looks back at Labor Day. We'll set you up for next week's game. It is a doozy. It's coming up on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Next week on Reunited in Green, it's the Riders and Alouettes. Another game-winning drive for the Riders. And another defensive back trying to pick a fight with Thad Coleman.
It's always a little guy. 5'9", a 180, 90, coming up to a 6'8", 320-pound guy. Like, really, man? Come on. What are you really going to do at this moment?
It was definitely a tough catch, but that's where you make your money as a receiver, is catches like that, especially at that moment in the game.
You're not worried that William might die underneath, like, eight bales of humanity?
Man, he's getting tackled by Ted Laurent and Amado Sewell. He can handle a couple of linemen on him if he needs to.
And he was frustrated with me, but I had to pull him aside, and I think he knows this. You ran the wrong route.
How much do you blame the offense for not using more time? Because if there were zeros on the clock, you could have had another beer in Pill Country. Yes, another game-winning drive for the Riders in a season full of them. Join us next Sunday at 3 p.m. as we look back at the Riders and Alouettes from Week 14 as Brett Lowther and the offense do it once again. Thank you so much for joining us on Reunited in Green. I am Derek Taylor. Have a great night.